Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Simpson College Athletic Director Marty Bell about the beginning of Simpson Fall Athletics and moving on through the winter season.
Well, I started researching it, you know, and when you're the Storm, it's a little challenging to figure out what's going to match up to that. You know, I can't send somebody out there looking like a puffy rain cloud. That's probably not going to do it. So we started thinking about that, and when you look at the symbolism of elephants and what's behind that, it really aligns well with our mission. You know, elephants are intelligent, they have wisdom, they work as a team, all the things that we want our student-athletes to embody. Plus, you know, you're looking to play off a thunder, and I know a herd of elephants makes a thunderous noise, so I think when you're limited on your options, I think we went with one that I think will represent us well. And what we need to do is embrace it and start realizing that thunder's a part of our culture now and is going to be. So you'll see thunder at all kinds of places, in the calf, in the classroom, maybe a one-on-one with me in my office, all kinds of things, you know, just because thunder's part of the staff and part of the One Simpson community.
What's it like? I know you mentioned the students following the safety protocols, but what's it been like having them back on campus? I know it was kind of your first summer here after taking over last winter.
Right.
The preparations you made and now fully put into place.
I think for me, even though I came in January, right now feels like I'm starting my first year. This is when the normal cycle, when a school year starts, and this is where I feel like I've had the summer to kind of put some things in place. I got a great staff working behind the scenes, and we were working frantically right up to game time. We had a couple of glitches that we took care of, but you know, you walk out here this year and you see a new video board, you see some different things. I think those are the small victories we're going to start seeing here. But getting our students to understand and comply with the COVID protocols, with all the safety protocols, and, you know, like you said, how many days? 600 and some?
665.
Yeah, I mean, that's a long time to be away from something. And red shirts never take that long. And so this was the longest red shirt in history for anybody. And I'm proud of the way our staff and our student-athletes have handled it. There's a lot of ways you can go with that. You can, you know, cry in your milk a little bit, and I don't think I've seen any of that. I just think they're staying the course, trying to find a way to have that experience that they really thought they were coming to get. I knew the great reputation this school had from my days at Drake. You know, I knew it was a great academic and had a great athletic tradition. And I think, you know, honestly, over the last few years, I think some of that's been lost. And, you know, so what you need to do is have a fresh set of eyes come in. Let's look at what we're doing well. Let's improve upon what we're doing well. Let's find the opportunities that are out there that we're not taking advantage of and really try to galvanize the campus through the athletic presence. You know, everybody wants to go to a place that wins and wants to be associated with that, whether you're on a team or not. There's a energy about that on a college campus. And I think, you know, Simpson becomes much more attractive and much more vibrant when athletics is on top and in the conversation all the time about championships and who's in first and that kind of thing. That's the presence I want to establish for this school, and I think the tools are there, the resources are there. We've just got to make sure we're maximizing those resources, and that's why, to your point, why I was hired. I think I've got to come in and recognize where those opportunities are and do the job I was hired to do and take advantage of them.
It takes buy-in from the coaches all around from them, too, not only just football here today, but year-round.
Yep.
What have you seen in the feedback you've gotten from the coaches?
The coaches want to win, and the coaches want to be supported, and they need a vision and a plan to do that that's strategic, that incorporates infrastructure upgrades, and we all know what infrastructure is defined by. That's budgets, that's facilities, and it's staffing. And those are the three key elements, and I'm going to continue to work hard. We already announced two new sports. That'll help our enrollment goals, but it'll also help athletics have a different niche and create some buzz, because gymnastics, as you know, can compete against Big Ten anywhere up and down the Division I, Division II, Division III level. So that will put Simpson's name out there with a lot of big schools, and I think that's exciting. You know, and then we're going to be making a few more announcements as time rolls along here. But those are strategic announcements. You know, we want to be strategic about it and make sure we're maximizing those opportunities. But, you know, everybody at this level, you know, it's about enrollment, you know, a lot of times. And you need students, but we need the right students. And we need to have talent within those numbers. And that's what the coaches want. They want to be able to increase their ability to attract even greater levels of talent inside the numbers they're being asked to generate for the college.
Thanks to Simpson Athletic Director Marty Bell for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.